Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
If the economy stays on its current course, then little or no adjustment beyond water charges will be required in next year's budget. Now, that's according to the ESRI in its latest quarterly review. Sinn Féin's finance spokesman, Piers Doherty, gave their report a guarded welcome.
I hope that the forecast that the ESRI have predicted materialises in terms of growth and unemployment. If they do materialise, it'll be the first time ever, because the ESRI have got it so wrong for many, many years. And indeed, in my view, they have been a cheerleader for government austerity. They have given cover to the government to unleash their austerity programme by looking and referencing the ESRI reports that said that we would have economic growth in the last number of years, which never ever materialised. And I think anybody seen that it wasn't going to materialise given the level that, of austerity that was being unleashed.
And speaking on the news at 101, Ronayne, he's the General Secretary of the Civil Public and Services Union, said it was time to look at a restoration of pay.
We're in an agreement called Haddington Road, and that has two particular clauses in it which relate to restoration of pay. We believe one goes back as far as Croke Park, which is a commitment to review pay on the earnings of 35,000, which would affect all public servants, regardless of their pay rates, and to look at restoring pay as the economy improves. And what we're saying is now let's call in the chips on these commitments. So we've kept our side of the bargain. We've lived with the hardship for 7 years. There's now the bones of a recovery that can be, through this dialogue process even, we can deliver money back to people who spend it.
And that was Owen Ronayne of the Civil Public and Services Union. Dan O'Brien is Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs. He's also a columnist with independent newspapers. And Dan, if the economy is on the turn, lots of people are going to want a share in that improvement because they have shared and taken the pain. What about the assessment from the ESRI and the forecast that the recovery is vigorous and they say it's competitive? Do you agree?
I think there's a loss to agree with there. I'd be slightly less upbeat. I think to say the economy is growing vigorously might be just a little somewhat excessive. If you look at all of the indicators, my view would be that to say that it's growing solidly might be better. The ESRI's view that the economy is very competitive, for example, contrasts with the National Competitiveness Council's report last week, which warned that there may be a slippage in competitiveness. So I think the ESRI is certainly right. I think most people looking at the indicators of the economy believe that the past 12 to 18 months have seen the first real turnaround since the crash. But it doesn't strike me as being quite as strong as the ESRI is portraying it. And I'd also be a little bit less downbeat about the strength of their forecasts over the next 2 years. They have some very strong numbers, for instance, for the amount they expect to be spent on investment in new buildings and machinery for companies, double-digit growth this year. With such tight credit conditions, there'll be a struggle to get to that level. It's perfectly feasible because economic forecasting is more an art than a science, and the ESRI may well be right, and frankly, I hope they are, because they are very upbeat. But it does seem slightly more upbeat than my reading of the existing data and the trends.
Hard to deny, though, the upbeat nature of the labour market at the moment. And they're not the only group, I think, to predict 50,000 new jobs this year.
No, I think that's where, the vigorous part of the growth is really coming in jobs. Over the past 15 to 18 months, Ireland has had the fastest jobs growth in the entire EU amongst 28 countries. Now, if anybody had said that 15 or 18 months ago, personally, I would have thought they were insanely optimistic.
And Dan, we all welcome that. Will you explain to us why it's happening and why it's happening against all of the predictions?
Well, it's precisely, and that makes it something of a surprise, because normally when you have a big decline in employment, it normally stops, bottoms out for a while, and then increases gradually again. What happened with Ireland was that around the middle of 2012, we hit the bottom, and instead of staying on the bottom in terms of jobs, there was a bounce back. Now, that could be to do with the sort of flexible kind of labour market we have here that allows a turnaround to happen quickly. You're also seeing it a lot in the agri-food sector, which really is one of the definitely vigorously growing sectors in the economy. That's been increasing in output and employment over the past 18 months, the tech sector, a whole number of sectors, plus the sectors that were declining, like construction, have definitely bottomed out. So you've got a whole range of factors, some sectors taking on people, fewer sectors shedding people, and that's led to a sort of quick bounce in employment. And there's good reason to think that it will continue as areas like construction, which have scope to normalize and go raise the number of people working to more normal levels compared to other countries. So there is scope for some sectors to increase employment further in the short term.
And I think etched on all our brains are the figures that the government had to reach and the various cuts that had to be made in each budget. That figure of a target of a budget deficit of 3% of GDP by 2015, ESRI says we'll come in below that. So what does this all mean when the government sits down to draft budget 2015? Can they give rather than take?
Well, that will be a political decision. Provided they come in under that 3%, they'll have to make certain assumptions about how fast the economy grows. Now, if the government decides that they're going to have a smaller or no adjustment in the next budget, they'd be taking something of a risk, because if the economic growth doesn't materialise, and as Deputy Doherty said there, that, you know, there is a bad track record amongst all of us economists about predicting how economies will grow, that if growth doesn't materialise, then the government would miss its target. And the ESRI itself says that it thinks it's a better idea if the government sticks to its targets, just to give itself that bit of space if the growth doesn't materialise.
If you were answering Owen Renane of the CPSU, and bear in mind he represents lower paid civil servants, as he said earlier, they've taken pay cuts of the order of 18% over the last 7 years. They've suffered the pain. They want some gain now. How would you answer him?
Well, I think at this point we're still looking at more tax increases and cuts in the next budget. Now, anybody who's talking about increasing spending is assuming, one, that there are going to be no cuts, and that, in fact, the government is going to be increasing spending or cutting taxes in the next budget. I think that's, even to say that we'll have no austerity budget next time round is already something of an assumption. To say that there's going to be a stimulus-type budget would really be getting ahead of ourselves. So it strikes me that that's more sort of political positioning, putting down a marker, that particular trade union is putting down a marker to say it wants, at a very early stage, to be getting back in the game for pay increases. But it strikes me as being way ahead of where we're really at to be talking about going towards pay increases rather than just keeping them stable.
The ESRI also saying that across the board wage rises could return. They were talking about returning within 2 years. We've just been talking about the CPSU there. How far away from that are we?
In some sectors, you're already seeing that. And in some sectors where you're getting more investment and workers are getting more productive, then it's absolutely right and proper that they get the benefits of the increased productivity. And that's what we all want, that you stay competitive, you increase investment so that everyone working can earn more money. And that makes the economy grow, but without losing competitiveness. So that's the hope. And there certainly are sectors that are competitive and that are doing well. And that there are some sectors where wage increases are taking hold. If you look at the wider economy and we do get into a period of stronger growth, then there is the possibility that more sectors will be able to afford more wage growth, and we get into something of a virtuous cycle. So I think we're in the early stages of that if everything goes right and we don't get, say, another shock internationally or some other domestic shock that's unforeseen.
Are we looking at this in the right way, though, Dan? I wonder, given what we've been through over the last 7 years. People want to get away from austerity. They want to get some gain. But we still have big borrowings. We're still borrowing to run the country.
Well, this is one of the reasons why the kind of recession we had tends to be so long. The state has huge debts, companies have huge debts, and households have huge debts. So paying off those debts, if people do make a little more money, they may decide, instead of going out to spend it, to pay off more debt. And this is one of the reasons why, for instance, last year, despite the increase in employment, the amount of spending by consumers actually fell in the economy. Now, that is probably explained by people saving more. And one of the risks, or one of the sort of explanations for very low growth over a long period after a crisis like ours, is that paying down debt is something that dampens recovery. I think we're seeing that, and we will see that. And it's one of the reasons why I think that perhaps the ESRI's forecast for consumer spending this year is maybe a little optimistic. It's forecasting relatively strong growth, and growth for the first time since the crash this year. But that issue of debt may weigh on households, on businesses, and indeed on the government for not just this year, but for a few years to come.
Does this turn and these positive forecasts we're getting now, does it show that Ireland, the poster child for austerity works?
Look, there's a huge debate about that. You can point to some countries where there has been austerity and they've come out of it. There are countries that have had austerity and haven't come out of it. You know, a lot of economists take very strong views about stimulus versus austerity. My view is that the evidence is not there to come down strongly on one side or the other. So I think I'd be very hesitant to sort of make a strong conclusion that it's worked, it hasn't worked. It's a very complicated issue about how budgetary policy impacts on the economy, and there's a huge amount of debate in the economics profession about it. And frankly, I'm quite agnostic about it simply because I don't think the evidence is strong.
All right, Dan O'Brien, thank you very much.